This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But this is the story of the Sahabi Abi Lubaba. Abi Lubaba. And I told this story so many times, but every time I tell this story, subhanAllah, wallahi, you see something other than what you saw last time. You heard something other than what you heard last time. Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu was the man who denied the yatim a tree. A tree. Palm tree. A yatim who lost his parent. He was overprotected over his wealth. Wanted to build a wall between him and his neighbor. But there is a palm tree, there's a date tree in between. And this boy cannot continue with the wall until that it is either removed or is added to his farm. And he went to Abi Lubaba, his neighbor. Qala ya Abi Lubaba, that tree, give it to me so I can construct the wall. Qala la, no, it's mine. He said, well, sell it to me then. He said, no. So wallahi, I'm going to cling to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A kid, a child. So he went to Rasulullah, said, Ya Rasulullah Abu Lubaba, is not willing to sell me the tree, or I'll give it to me, Ya Rasulullah. Yet Rasulullah said, where's Abu Lubaba? Call Abu Lubaba. So he called Abu Lubaba, Ya Abu Lubaba, give him the tree. La Ya Rasulullah, this is my haqq. Ya Abu Lubaba, sell it to him. No, Ya Rasulullah, it's mine. SubhanAllah, Ansar, when they learned Abu Lubaba is being questioned by Rasulullah, they knew that Abu Lubaba is not doing everything the way things should be done. And Abu Lubaba got very offended. It's my house, my tree. I'm just a kid. He's taking this case to Rasulullah. So when the man said, La ya Rasulullah, I'm not giving to him. Tears came from the eyes of that yatim, Ya Ikhwati Fillah. SubhanAllah, yatim. There's no father to speak for him. Give my son this. No. His father died. And Rasulullah cannot use his authority over this man because this is his haqq. Qala ya Aba Lubaba. Give him ibq. A branch from Jannah. This, and you will have a tree in Jannah. He said, I don't want it. A tree in Jannah, Ya Abu Lubaba. He was so mad. He said, I don't want it. And he got up. Abu Dahdaha radiallahu anhu. And you always find those Muslim individuals who are opportunities, Ya Ikhwati Fillah. In khayr. You know, they don't waste time. They don't, you know, wait, oh, inshallah, next Ramadan I'll pay the sadaqah. No. Opportunities with khayr. They are very greedy when it comes to hasanat. They are building their mansions, the houses in Jannah. Abu Dahdaha radiallahu anhu. He said when the Ansari went and the little kid cried, he came close to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, if I purchase that tree back, can I get the same offer? And it's the same deal. It's not a Boxing Day kind of stuff. It's not a Christmas sale, but I want that little tree in Jannah. You know, I'm a businessman, subhanAllah. Qala naam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the approval. Said, yes. Abu Dahdah. Qala ya Abu Lubaba. Ata'alimu bustani. Do you know my hadiqa, my garden? Some of the ulama said it has 400 trees. Others, they say 600 trees. One of the best. His house is there. This is the thing that he has, subhanAllah. Qala ata'alamu bustani. He said, yes. Qala huwa lak bitilka shajara. It is yours for that tree. Abu Lubaba was like, are you out of your mind? You know, are you intoxicated? What's wrong with you? 400 trees for one? Qala haqqun ma taqul ya Abu Dahdah. Qala na'am. هي لك قال اشهدوا. He asked the people, be witness. He went, and that kid is still there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sad قال يا فتى يلك. Oh young boy, the tree is yours. The tree is yours. أبا دحدح رضي الله عنه went to his farm. And this is most beautiful thing, يا إخوتي في الله. أبا دحدح, he gave 400 trees for a tree in Jannah. And then he goes where his wife and his children are. And he calls her. قال يا أم الدحداح, outside, he did not even go in. He says, يا أم الدحداح. SubhanAllah. He said, يا أم الدحداح. قالت لبيك يا أبو الدحداح. You know, yes, أبو الدحداح. قال خرجي أهرب the farm. قالت لما why قال قد بعناها لله ولرسول. We sold it to Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. أم الدحداح رضي الله عنها قالت ربح البيع يا أبو الدحداح. What a successful deal. What a successful deal يا أبو الدحداح. يعني they lost everything. And then Abu Dahdah took his kids out of the farm. And the kids were carrying some of the dates. And the wife would take the kids, she would grab the child's hand, open it, take that date, throw it back, and she would say, Hiya lillahi ya bunay. That is for Allah, oh my child. This is for Allah, not for us. But Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu was not satisfied with the thing that he gave. In the battle of Uhud, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured, when Utbah ibn Abi Waqas threw a rock on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, broke his tooth, cut his lip open on the right side, and then Abdullah ibn Qami'ah عليهم من الله ما يستحق. He came from behind and Rasulullah is injured from that rock on his face. And he came from behind and he hit him so on his shoulder. But Alhamdulillah did not cut his shoulder because Rasulullah was wearing two armor. But he was complaining about that injury for a month. And then Abdullah bin Shihab al-Zuhri, he hit the face of Rasul, hit the head of Rasulullah, and his head was open, and the blood was gushing from the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ubaidah and Talha bin Ubaidillah was trying to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, ya ikhwati fillah. And seven or five of the Ansar, every time Rasulullah could not get up, could not stand up. And every time that an army approached, Rasulullah would say to them, who is my neighbor in Jannah? And stop these people. And the Ansari would go until all of them were killed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this, he came after the battle was over and he started turning and searching for the people who were killed. And who did he find, ya ikhwati fillah? He found Abu Dahdah killed. Abu Dahdah being killed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kneeled down and he looked at him and he said, Kam li Abi Dahdahin min itqin radahin fil Jannah. He said, now, how many trees in Jannah for Abu Dahdah? How many trees in Jannah for Abu Dahdah? What did he lose, ya ikhwati fillah? How much did he give up for this dunya? Not much. But now he's enjoying this.